To judge from attorney Jeffrey Stevens' latest legal thriller, Illusions of Trust, New York City is mainly Manhattan, when not high-end rural Connecticut, and Manhattan is mainly the Upper East Side. Pricey digs, tony restaurants, bespoke clothing, expensive hotels, and celebrated watering holes such as E.J. Clark's on 3rd Avenue, menu and all. Add somewhat stock characters, good guy buddy scenes, smart mouth dialogue, and a twisty plot, and you have a murder mystery that seems like an obvious throwback to mid-20th century American pulps and movies, with one exception that makes it noteworthy, the novel's timeliness. Its explanations of how white-collar crime works in relation to politics and big pharma, a complicated subject in the news, are the primary subjects in Illusions of Trust. Stevens shows how some well-heeled entrepreneurs game the market with the dubious oversight of Congress and complicit friends in the media, and try to work the Food and Drug Administration to their advantage. At such a fractious time now in our country, there's something welcoming about a story with heroes and baddies squaring off, where criminals are given their comeuppance and ethical values about laws are asserted in word and deed. Illusions of Trust is fiction, but contrived by an attorney who knows his way around courtrooms and police departments, and who writes about virtue in a profession long subject to allegations of greed and corruption. In his late 30s, sole practitioner and trial lawyer Russell Palmer, just Palmer, please, is known around town for his reputation, which is for fairness, observance of the law, discretion. He sometimes takes on cases pro bono for the indigent. Even the mob is aware of his trustworthiness. He clearly makes a case for the single practitioner, a rarity these days. He likes challenges, and if something speaks to him about morality, he goes with it. He does not do marital work, however. Yet, into his office one day struts the gorgeous, multi-moneyed Christina Franco, wife of the infamous hedge fund mogul Edward Franco, who insists that Palmer represent her in her divorce. She's flirtatious, fearful, desperate. She bears with her a tape she has secretly recorded, on which her husband is threatening her with death by way of a top-level criminal enforcer known by cops and clients. Palmer's good buddy, Robbie White, an older detective Palmer once befriended and now Palmer's partner, is, like Palmer, skeptical of Christina's claims, but Palmer yields to her importuning. Coincidences pile up. Neither Palmer nor White believes in coincidence. A death which opened the book and is judged a suicide seems suspicious to them, because the victim was about to testify before Congress about a drug application involving the Francos. It turns out that the victim was also the lifelong best friend of Christina's wealthy mother, the source of most of the family's largesse. Add to the complications a gossip column reporter who makes moves on Palmer, eager for a scoop. Meanwhile, the nasty criminal enforcer, whose last name is Frost, and prompts Palmer to allude to a famous Robert Frost poem, is on the make too. But what a surprise, on Palmer's side. The outcome may be obvious, but it's satisfying, and the subject matter regulating big pharma may affect the way we interpret news about the drug industry. I'm Joan Babb.